Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Kevin J. Johnston.
The Canada Revenue Agency is stealing money from Canadians at an insane rate. I know how to stop this because I'm a tax expert. I know how to beat corporate tax, personal income tax, GST, payroll tax. If you want to get rid of all of your tax bills in Canada, contact me right now. Your taxes are going to go to zero legally. KevinJJohnston.com. Book your consultation right now at KevinJJohnston.com. KevinJJohnston.com.
And now on with the memes. Number one, here's the playbook for Democrats when it comes to dealing with the migrant crisis. They don't want to spend $2 billion for a border wall, but would rather spend $451 billion to house the migrants. Of course they would. They need cheap labor, and they give out the housing contracts to their friends for money laundering reasons. Oftentimes the housing never even gets built, or they spend $1 million on a one-bedroom apartment. Not to mention that the migrants will also be voting for them. Moving on, this son tells his mom which Lonely Fans position to take, and then he films it. Sweet Home Alabama. I wish this was a joke, but it's real. Or so they say to get people to click on her OF page. If it is real, I'm hoping that he's being paid really well to film the cooch he crawled out of as a crotch fruit. Then again, I hope that this is his stepmom or something like that. Brother, ooh. Talk about an Oedipal complex. Number 3, we have Alan Dershowitz, wanting the age of consent lowered to 14. Sounds like a pedo to me. After that, he'll want it lowered to 12 or maybe even 10. Looks like someone's telling on themselves. Dershowitz used to hang out with Epstein. Most of Epstein's victims were aged 14 to 18, and I guess now that his buddy Epstein is gone, he wants his fix back. Consent laws in Canada used to be 14 until a Karen I once met changed them to 16. Something-something privilege is being able to say this and not end up in prison. Up next, dear obese women, you're not curvy or sexy. You're unhealthy and dying. I say let nature take its course while you invest in extra large coffin companies. The saddest part is that she would be beautiful if she would just lose that weight. Instead, she just looks like melting ice cream. Curvy means shaped like an hourglass and not a beach ball. Number 5, this woman says what she misses the most about India are the beautiful men there. She must be blessed not only to be blind, but also to be born with no sense of smell. Also, what's up with that herpes, honey? That's probably what she got from eating Indian street food or swimming in the Ganges. She probably doesn't even know that she's infected. I bet that there are simps out there lining up to suckle the pus out of her skin. Moving on, check out this female monster. She was this Chinese man's mistress and she threw his two young kids out an apartment window so that they could start a family together. Looks like perfect evidence that the baby rabies is not only real, but it's also really dangerous. The Chinese government executed her. But I bet if a woman does that in America, she gets released from jail. This chart shows us that in America, the children that are ended the most often are ended by their mothers, more than double the rate by their fathers. Number 7, Schwarzenegger issues an apology for saying screw your freedom during COVID. But should we forgive him? I say no, because he finally showed us his authoritarian hand. Screw your apology, Schwarzenegger. I have a feeling that the only reason he apologized was due to the backlash. Never take actors seriously because they just play pretend for a living. Up next, there's an outrage in Germany after an Afghan migrant raped an 11-year-old, was released after 12 days and did it again to a 13-year-old. Some people say that the politicians hate people, but in reality they just love tax revenue from the migrant workers more. Lefties voted for this, and yet the rational people that warn about these risks are called racists. Up next, this university professor says that marriage promotes white supremacy. Here's a radical idea. Maybe we should ban marriage. Finally an issue from the left that I can get behind. But the only reason leftists might want marriage banned is because unmarried women are more likely to vote for the left. But if you're a man that gets married in 2024, you're an idiot. What is she, a professor of Karenology or something? I think her cat count is definitely over 3. Moving on, this woman says that attractive men need to behave better, and that women can't help but be attracted to attractive men, but attractive men can choose to be better people. As far as I'm concerned, good-looking men have no incentive to behave when women give them sex when they act like jerks. There's nothing in it for them to behave better. Women can always choose to lower their standards and be treated nicely by a chud, but they prefer to be treated poorly by a chad. Number 11, this absolute tool wonders if it was right to call the cops on a black man breaking into an automobile. Looks like maybe he was paralyzed by white guilt or something. What do you expect from a white Karen paralyzed with that guilt? But I think you need to be thankful you don't have her as your neighbor. One day when someone breaks into her car, I'm sure the other Karen across the street won't call the cops either. Crime is crime, and it shouldn't have color in it. Up next, this Tampa mom is on Lonely Fools, and because of it, her kids are being bullied and banned from a sports complex. She says they're taking it out on her for her career choice by taking it out on her children. In the end, it's always about the women and not their children. If you want to be in that line of work, honey, then you don't have kids. I also don't see the dad in this picture. That's mighty strange. She knew ahead of time this might happen and didn't care. Number 13, people are not happy that this Mexican couple has a Nazi-themed wedding in the country, complete with uniforms and swastikas on the anniversary of Mr. Mustache's wedding. Now let's see someone trying to do that in a Western country. Then again, they'll probably pull it off in Canada because we already have an SS member that was in Parliament receiving a round of applause. Love is love. Moving on, this woman wants you to step up and be the father for her unborn child, and even sign the birth certificate. She wants a bailout, so don't be that simp. Translation, I want you to pay for my offspring even though you're not the father. It makes me wonder how many men have fallen for a child support trap just like this one. Once some incel signs the papers, she'll ghost him and send him the child support forms through UPS. Number 15, a while back I was roasted by penguins here. He's 5'5" and is having trouble dating with his height, even with all his status. If Prince could pull it off back in the day, then why can't he? He has enough online status, and I'm sure there are plenty of women out there that actually want to date him, but are mostly gold diggers. Looks like even if you have enough of everything, but you're short, the black pill still comes to collect. Up next, this guy says that under communism, you wouldn't have a boss you would have to obey or you would starve. What a moron. Under communism, you'll work and obey, and if you complain about starving, you'll get shot. What he doesn't understand is that under capitalism, you can also have your own small business and be your own boss. But communists hate entrepreneurs and mom and pops the most because they don't fit into the oppressor-oppressed economy. Number 17, the Clint Eastwood classic A Fistful of Dollars is getting a remake. Now the cultural Marxists are trying to destroy our heroes from the 1960s as well. Perhaps they'll consult Kathleen Kennedy before they make it. I can just see the man with no name pointing his piece at a bandit schwing-schwing, asking him, are you feeling non-binary today? Are you punk? Moving on, careful guys, because it's sundress season again. Maybe she needs a muumuu instead of a sundress. More like land whale season. Not even a muumuu can hide her dorsal chesticles, though. She needs a parachute or circus tent instead. When she goes outside like this, the sun goes down and it's night immediately, because the sun is afraid that she's going to eat it. She would fight the sun for gravitational supremacy. Number 19, finally some good news. Montana becomes another state to ban drag queen story hour. Florida has already done it. Let's hope this trend continues, because if they can't recruit, then they go extinct. To be honest, I'm surprised they let them stay alive in that state. Looks like they're sick and tired of men playing dress up and grooming their kids. Up next, this is the look divorce lawyers get on their face when they see couples arguing in public, because they know that payday is coming soon. You have to be a horrible human being to be happy at the pain and suffering of others. This is the look divorce lawyers get on their face when they hear about men going their own way. Number 21, Rami says that men have it easier on dating apps than women do. She means the chads or top men have it easy. The rest of men are simply invisible to them. To her, those lesser men don't even exist. But I think that all women have it easier than 95% of men on dating apps. She's just saying this because in reality, this is what Tinder looks like for women. Then again, if she's talking about gay men, then she's perfectly correct. Moving on, when a husband was deployed overseas, his wife was preggers. She told him that the baby had died, but she actually ended up selling it. The father finally found that kid and got custody, only to find out that the baby wasn't biologically his. The moral of the story is, you can't have a successful long-term relationship when you're in the military and deployed. Terrence Pop says that the divorce rate is over 90% for military men. As for the story, I didn't see that twist coming. Number 23, here's another terrible woman. This one sent herself threats so she could actually frame her ex. Now she's been put in jail for making false allegations that he was threatening her. Good. Remember that false allegations aren't just sexual. If the police didn't investigate, then there's a good chance that her ex would have ended up in jail instead. Up next, this woman is pregnant and single because she has high standards. But if she did have high standards in the first place, then she never would have gotten herself in this mess to begin with. I think what she really means is that maybe she was high when she posted this. Here's also an update. The only reason she's looking for a man now is because after 14 paternity tests, she still hasn't located the father. I think there's a goblin incoming. Number 25 and the last one, which way should men go? It's a trick question. Neither way. Buy some eggs and pay for a surrogate mother, and don't be a slave to wife. The conservative fantasy of a family bringing you happiness is just that. A fantasy. The hedonism of finding yourself a Hawk 2 girl is also kind of pointless. At least with the Hawk 2, you won't have to pay child support, even though she might file a false allegation. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.